Former President Rawlings has called for a continental policy and guidelines that will direct heads of state to take effective decisions. This has become necessary due to what Mr. Rawlings describes as bad influence by the Western powers. He took issue with comments made by French President François Hollande on the appointment of President Robert Mugabe as head of AU. Mr. Rawlings said the audacity of the West should not be tolerated anymore. The former president was speaking during a call on him by former Mozambican President Joaquim Chissano at his residence in Accra.
The political and the economic sense will collapse when we're in office. We end up being feeling very nervous when we have to leave.
Yeah,
but then I think Buhari is a man of, he's a highly disciplined, but there's one problem we also have in Africa is that we're very good at living in a state of self-denial. Buhari emerged and had to emerge in order to preempt kind of a more very violent volcanic eruption, you know, what Ghana went through in 1979. And that is one of the reasons why, for instance, Ghanaians or a million of them were thrown out of Nigeria, because they hope that it would undermine the state of revolt in Ghana. A lot of countries felt extremely threatened, and Buhari had no choice but to emerge and to take over.
On the Nigerian elections, former President Rawlings said he hopes General Buhari will take the bull by the horns and face the corruption canker in his country with all seriousness.
Fighting the extent of corruption exists in Nigeria because the people are tired, they're choking. And I think it's the hope of the Nigerian people, the aspiration, the desire of the Nigerian. And I think he has to satisfy it. If he can recognize the will of the people to transform Nigeria, quite frankly, I think, and he has to then strike a fine balance between that will and energy and allowing some of the restrictions.
Former Mozambican President Joaquim Chissano agrees with Mr. Rawlings. He said an organization made up of former heads of state is critical since it will help shape and address issues that affect the continent.
We had the meeting in South Africa with the chairperson of the EU, and for the first time, the group Department of International Relations and Cooperation opened the talks for us to have a meeting there, and we were 15 of us. And so we had that meeting, and that's why the office, the MCA, appreciated and invited us. And we have now signed a memorandum of understanding between FOR and the African Union. And we are about to sign a memorandum of understanding with MCA for cooperation.